B'tachon for Life, Shir 1747, Yom Revi B'Shabbos, Parshias Tazria Mitzayra. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for bracha and atzlacha. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them atzlacha and bracha in everything that they do. We are discussing what the Michtam Eliyahu writes, how sometimes a person can feel that his actions are impacting his outcome, and he davens to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he really davens, and even has bitachin, but ultimately he feels that nature and the hishtadlus that he's doing is really what's bringing the outcome. And he adds and he says that these people will thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for giving them the abilities, for giving them the talents, for giving them the situation that enables them to do what they're doing. But the bottom line is they feel like they're doing it, and it's with siyata d'shmaya, so to speak, of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he says this is how they explain the pasuk that the Rabbeinu Shalom told Adam Rishon, b'zeyas apecha teichalachem. A person has to work hard to be able to produce food, to produce parnasa. This is the level that many, many people live with. And it's important to identify this level and realize the problem with it. Zakta Michtam Eliyahu, a person that lives with this, really believes that he and the Rabbeinu Shalom are partners. He calls them Balei Shituf. They feel that there's other people that influence what goes on in this world. And even though they speak words of emuna, words of betachin, they still have kfira deep in their hearts. They still do not have real emuna and real betachin. Because deep in their hearts they think, Koichi va'itzem yadi, asaliya sachayalaza. It's my power, it's my abilities, it's my connections, it's my money. That's what produced. Of course, the siyata d'shmaya, of course, the Rabbeinu Shalom helps me. But ultimately, they feel that they're doing it. And if we close our eyes, many, many people feel like this. Even a person who lives officially with emuna and betachin. But ultimately, they give a lot of credence to hishtadlus. They get stressed, they get involved in their hishtadlus. They feel like they're doing it, but the Rabbeinu Shalom is helping them out. And obviously, if a person lives with this attitude, it's going to be very difficult to feel smicha, or really to feel any real level of betachin. Because if you're doing it, what are you relying on the Rabbeinu Shalom for?